Rabbi, where are you staying? That wasn't a line in the gospel that we just heard. But that question was asked of Jesus by two disciples of John the Baptist. If you think back a couple of months ago to the beginning of Ordinary Time, we heard about Jesus' first encounter with these two men. When Jesus saw them, he asked, "What are you looking for?" In response, they asked, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And Jesus said to them simply, "Come and see." And so they did. And what these men probably did not yet know was that what Jesus wanted for them was not just discipleship. It was something more. What he wanted with them was friendship. He didn't want them to be satisfied with just learning from him, from a distance maybe, but he wanted to share everything with them as his closest friends. And we know that one of these two disciples was St. Andrew, but the other one in that passage is not named. And so we're not sure who it was, but what if it was Lazarus? Of course, we don't know for sure, so it might, who knows? But especially if it was Lazarus, just imagine how much it must have pierced Jesus' heart in this moment to hear his own words spoken back to him after his friend had died. We just heard in the gospel, when Jesus saw them weeping, he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Sir, come and see. Come and see." That's what true friendship is, isn't it? When not just one, but both friends can trust one another enough to say, even in the darkest places of their lives, "Come and see." So it's no wonder why it's specifically at this point, after they tell Jesus, "Come and see," that Jesus wept. And the Jews said, "See how much he loved him. See how much he loved his friend. His friend whom he would raise from the dead as God." Before he did that, he simply wept for him. For us too, Jesus does not want to just be our rabbi, our teacher. He does want to do that, but even more so, he wants to be our friend. And how amazing is this, that the Messiah, the Son of God, the resurrection and the life, calls us his friends. And this is the reality of what it means to be a Christian, to be Jesus's friend right here and right now. But the question might be, you know, for us, are there still areas of our lives where we are afraid or unwilling to let him come and see? And if so, what are we afraid of? Maybe we're naturally afraid of what he'll think of us or how he'll react to the stench. Maybe we're afraid that he'll actually tell us to come out of the tomb, that we'll have to change something about how we live. And I think in general, it's reasonable for us to be hesitant about letting just anyone into to see those places in our lives. But if you've ever had a really close friend, then you know that at a certain point in that friendship, you really can tell that person anything because you know them and you can completely trust them. Well, there's no one we can trust more than Jesus. No one could possibly love us as much as Jesus does. Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for his friends." And that's exactly what he's done for us. And he says, "I call you friends." That's what Jesus said to his disciples, and that's what he says to us. He calls us his friends. So how do we live in this friendship with Jesus? Well, first of all, part of that is to simply accept his invitation to come and see, especially in these last couple weeks of Lent as we get closer to Holy Week and Easter. This is the time to come to him more and more, to see again just how much he loves us, and to spend that time contemplating his passion, the death he suffered for us, because we can never contemplate that enough. We can never spend so much time that we fully grasp it. We can always spend more time coming and seeing just how much Jesus loves us. The more we spend time with him and deepen our belief in his love for us, the more that we will be drawn into that friendship. But that's not all that it takes to be part of that friendship. The other side of that coin is for us to take the risk to say to him, come and see. And we can do that, you know, we can say that to him simply in our prayer, when we're willing to be honest with him about every aspect of our lives and bring that to him. And we can also do this in a really powerful way in the sacrament of confession. When we bring all of our sins to Jesus and to the priest and let him see all of it so that he can forgive all of it. And confession is especially a place where we have the opportunity to let Jesus come and see the most dead places in us and bring us to life again. And so as we, you know, come before Jesus today and in these last days of Lent, let this just be an encouragement for us to just say to him, Jesus, help us to be your friend. Help us to live in this friendship that you offer us. Jesus, come and see. Help us to let you come and see everything, especially the places where we might be buried in our sins, so that you can see us and love us, and by your divine power, raise us back to life.